Monroe County Health Department Director Sharon Nelson says they have a good program. Nelson says they've been working with schools, Boys and Girls Clubs, and local government to curb cigarette smoking. Right now, they're looking for other grants. The county lost its $30,000 state grant. She says that means loss of the county's Tobacco Coalition Coordinator.
That position is no longer here. We also did lose some staff funding hours as well. We lost a lot of educational supplies that we provide to the public and to the Boys and Girls Club and the high schools and such. It just, you know, it's all the efforts that go into making a successful program.
State Tobacco Prevention and Control Coordinator Dave Gunderson says funding for the programs has been cut from $23 million in 2001 to $10 million this year. The number of programs has been cut in half during the same time. Gunderson says cutting a program is not a sign it's ineffective.
So the cuts that were made were no commentary on the quality of the coalitions, because many of the coalitions that didn't receive funding were good coalitions. It came down to an issue of maximizing the impact of the limited dollars that we have.
Many of the most recently cut grants were for programs in rural areas of the state. But Gunderson says several criteria were used, including need, quality of the program, and trying to be sure the programs remain dispersed across the state. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.